certainly thankful to be here. Appreciate your effort. Appreciate what's gone before. I'm thankful to have had the opportunity to come again. And I'm just so scared, I just can't hardly describe it. I appreciate the sermon that those sermons that have gone before, and Brother Charles encouraging us to stir ourselves up in the Word of God. And we need to do that. And the Word of God, I'm going to say the Word of God has the answers.
Amen.
And I hope, do you really believe that? Does it have the answers? Does it have the answers concerning the home?
Yes.
I do believe it has the answers concerning finances. I may not understand all that like Dolph Painter. Well, I know I don't. There's no may to it. But I do believe the Bible has the answers concerning that. Do you believe the Bible has the answers concerning the origin of this earth? Okay. My subject is the purpose of civil government. Do you believe the Bible has the answer concerning that?
Amen.
Part of the reason I'm so nervous, I've only heard one sermon on this in my whole life and I preached it. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just telling you I need your prayers because I am scared to death. And it does take a lot of water to run a windmill. I've been told that. Okay. I guess I need to preface this with telling you that I am neither a Democrat nor a Republican.
Amen. I just say it again. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Harold. He's mean to me a lot, but I appreciate that. Amen. People I work with, this one lady especially, told me one time, "You're so right-wing, you're scary." She nicknamed me Scary Gary. That's okay. But I'm just wondering, might the Word of God maybe tell us about civil government?
Amen.
And then, of course, I have to ask a question or two, and I need your prayers terribly. Could this be revealed in the Word of God? Wouldn't you like to know what God says about the purpose of civil government? Our nation's more divided now than I ever remember in my whole life.
Amen.
With all this talk of unity and unification, and we're more divided than I can ever remember.
Amen.
Is this subject taboo for preachers to talk about? Might it be possible that we would be better off if we knew what the Bible says about this?
Amen.
I am not clean. I'm so scared because what Brother Jeff said about wanting to show out, that just scares me to death. But I do believe the Bible has the answers. And I'm made to think about an incident that took place in the Old Testament one time. You know, it's a mind-boggling thing how in the round world the nation of Israel existed for hundreds of years prior to the establishment of anything remotely resembling a civil government. No amens. Well, it came a time they
decided that they wanted to be like the other nations. Bottom line, that's right. Incidentally, oh, y'all forgive me if you must. I fail to understand why the greatest nation probably that has ever existed in the history of this world. I speak of the United States of America.
Amen.
Would ever want to pattern itself on another nation.
Amen.
Explain that to me. Well, we got a biblical precedent because that's what Israel did. They had a good thing going. Because God was their king. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
They wanted to be like the other nations. And they said, we want us a king. So we'll be like other nations. And you know the story on that. The Lord told Samuel, Samuel, they have not rejected you, they have rejected me. Oh, well, and the Lord told Samuel to tell them, okay, I'm going to give them what they think they want. I wonder if America might have gotten what it thinks it wants. But you tell them what it's going to be like. He's going to take your sons. And he's going to take your daughters. And he's going to take your money. And he's going to use them all in his own service. Go read it. That's paraphrased because I'm trying to hurry. I felt, you know, well, anyway, I appreciate you so much. And you know the story. God gave him a king, and he was very, shall I say, presidential looking.
That's right.
Yeah. Head and shoulders taller than everybody else, a good looking dude.
Yeah.
God help us. Remember, I am neither a Democrat nor a Republican. My students ask me all the time, you're just an old Republican. And I say, I will not allow anyone to call me that. I'm serious. I hope I'm a Christian.
Amen.
And that's all I want to be. And then I'll tell you this also. I've got some students that learn to love me. You say, well, boy, that's amazing. It absolutely is. Because I try to... it is. Brother Harold saying amen at the wrong time. I try to tell them the truth of God's Word as plainly as I can and not get arrested. Incidentally, what's wrong with that picture? Why have we allowed that to happen? I've got students that try to commit suicide. They're on drugs and sex and rock and roll. They have no home. And I am forbidden to tell them what they need to know. How far have we fallen in the United States of America? That isn't all the way yet. But we're on the way. Okay, so my students will say to me once they learn to love me a little bit and they know that I love them and I tell them I love them and I tell the big thugs I love them. Them big hawking thug boys. Them hairy-legged boys. I tell them I love them too. And they don't know how to take that. At first they don't. But I mean it with all my heart. And I think they eventually get the point that I mean it. I'm in it enough that I'll be hard on them. Okay, and then they'll say to me, Brother Gary. They'll say, Mr. Harvey. And I wouldn't care if they call me Brother Gary, tell you the truth.
Amen.
I don't care if they call me Brother Gary. You betcha. Mr. Harvey, why don't you run for president? First thing I tell them is I hold a higher office.
Amen.
But then I tell them, just imagine, please forgive me, that I walk out there on the day that I announce my candidacy for the presidency of the United States, and I walk out to that little whatever, and I lay my KJV out there, and I say, this is what we're going by. Well, oh me. I want to say something else. And they say, well, you're right. You would get shot. And I probably would. Certainly wouldn't get elected, wouldn't I? I'm not tall enough. I'm not smart enough. We don't need smart politicians. We need wise ones.
Amen. Amen.
Sorry. Okay. Now another thing I want to mention before I actually get started on this is I know that you've been told for 100 years that politics and religion don't mix. I'm telling you, that is a huge catastrophic mistake.
Amen.
I'm sorry. Christianity, Bible Christianity, is supposed to permeate every area of life.
Amen.
That's right.
Including politics.
That's right. Man.
And if it does not permeate your politics, change your politics.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about your party. I said your politics.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay. I am absolutely persuaded to believe. Now, when I was a young whippersnapper, I didn't like history. But I've learned to love history. And one of the problems with our country is an absolute, total, abysmal ignorance of history. And even the history of our nation. These people that want to talk about the separation of church and state, like I'm not supposed to say good things about God to my students, don't have a clue what that actually means. Not a clue what the Second Amendment means. It simply means the government's not supposed to establish a state church. That's what it means. It does not mean, never was intended to mean, that Christianity is outside the realm of public affairs. It never meant that. The founders never meant it. Don't believe it. And I'm not angry. My wife's not here. I'd be in trouble already. She's after me all the time to be quiet. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Yeah, it's impossible. You ought to give it up, shouldn't you? I want you to know politics and religion have to be married.
Yes.
I want you to go forth from here tonight stirred up on that. I want you to go forth from here tonight forevermore, realizing that godliness and morality and Christianity and ethics are part of the political scene.
Amen.
So, the purpose of civil government. What is the purpose of civil government according to the Word of God? What do you think? Well, I got to read to you to tell very quickly. There are two main places I'd like to read to you. First of all, in Romans chapter 13. And incidentally, as you turn to Romans chapter 13, I'm also going to read 2 Peter. If the Lord gives me grace and I've got time, I want you to realize that as these words were being written, now listen to me very carefully, turn to Romans chapter 13. When the Apostle Paul wrote these words, and when Peter wrote the words I'm going to read to you later, the Roman Empire was a rolling and a rolling.
Amen.
It was a Roman Empire. It was dictatorship like we've never, well, we might have seen it. I suppose, not in America, we haven't seen it, but it's been in this world close to it.
Amen.
In Russia, there was a lot of dictatorship. Prior to Nazi Germany, Stalin was one of the whacked out most evil men that have ever lived on this earth. Stalin. And then along come this goofball named, what's his name? I'll declare. Hitler. In Germany. One of the most whacked out goofballs ever to come down the pike of history. Well, before all that, you had the Roman Empire and the Caesars. I'm telling you now, go read up on your history. And I'm not trying to belittle anybody who hadn't read history, but I'm telling you right now, history's worth knowing. Reputable, godly history. And the history of these United States is worth knowing.
Yeah.
The founding fathers, you need to read up on the founding fathers. You'll find out that they were Christian gentlemen most of the time, although they are in this day and age of modern changing of history, slandered and vilified as dead white men. And thus, what they said is of no consequence because they're dead and they were white. And you know I'm right. You may not say amen to that, but I'm right. And they're slandered and vilified because of some mistakes they made. Of course, they made mistakes. They were men. Durr. But I'm telling you right now, the founding fathers are some of the greatest men. I'm telling you, George Washington is one of the greatest men to ever live in this country.
Amen.
You don't believe it, or read his biography. I'll give you the author and all that after church. And George Washington was very well aware. Oh, George Washington was very, very well aware of the fact that it was an absolute miracle of divine providence that the American Revolution was successful.
Amen.
It was a miracle of divine providence.
Yes.
There's no way 13 little old piddly colonies who couldn't even get an army together could defeat the greatest military power of the world at the time.
Amen.
They were aware of that. The founding fathers were aware of that. Are you? Are we? Okay. Where in the world am I going with all this? I don't know. That was all about the Roman Empire. That's what got that started. The Roman Empire. I want you to realize what I'm fixing to read to you was written during the Roman Empire. When the Roman Empire was kind of like at its heyday, some of its most evil. There was a Roman Caesar that came along prior to 70 A.D., persecuted the church to the nth degree. Evil, evil, evil. Burnt Christians. And so forth. And that's what's going on. And in the middle of that, the Apostle Paul, by divine inspiration, tells us what God says is the purpose of civil government.
Yeah.
Don't you find that amazing? The purpose of civil government right here in the Word of God in the middle of the Roman Empire.
That's
right. Mind-boggling. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. Can you imagine? Civil government is a blessing of Almighty God. Although I must say in the same breath, civil government can become a great scourge and curse.
Yeah.
As it has in this nation. As it has in this nation. Let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers to be are ordained of God. Now that absolutely does not mean, listen here, that absolutely does not mean that God predestinated Barack Obama to be president of the United States, or George Bush, or Ronald Reagan, or George Washington.
Right.
It means civil government is a blessing of God.
That's right.
Civil government is something God instituted.
Yeah. Right.
But I tell you right now, in the area of civil government, as in the area of church worship, as we've had preached to us so beautifully this weekend, we better not be monkeying around with God's order.
Amen.
Let's don't monkey around with God's order when it comes to worship.
That's right.
I hope y'all let me come back after tonight. And I hope when I come back 30 years from now, and I'll be old, and John will be pushing me in a wheelchair. But anyway, I hope that when I come back in 30 years, that you're still singing a cappella hymns. And I hope you're still praying to God with all the fervency of your soul. And I hope you still are letting the preaching of the gospel be the main focus of your worship.
Amen.
The preaching of the gospel must be the main focus. Okay?
Let's don't tamper with what God said about the order of the New Testament church. Well, I think we might ought to do the same with what God says about civil government.
Yes.
Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. And if you think that's eternal damnation, I'm sorry it isn't. For rulers are not a terror to good works except in America. Well, that's not true. There's other places in the world where there are terror to good works too. Because we live in a day when good is called evil, and evil is called good. Listen, I'm telling you this because I love you. Here's why I'm telling you this. Here's the real reason I'm telling you this. I want you to teach what I'm fixing to tell you tonight to your children. Did you hear me? I want you to teach what I'm fixing to tell you. If what I'm fixing to tell you is out of the Word of God, if it's out of the Word of God, I want you to believe it. You may not like it. I'm sorry. I want you to believe it anyway. It may mean you have, and if the Lord don't, I'm going to give you some specific stuff here in a minute that you may have to turn loose of. But I want you to believe it. And I want you to teach your children so maybe in 50 years people in this country will vote right. Y'all hear me? Vote according to the proper definition and godly description of a civil government. Did y'all hear me? And I'm not talking party politics. I hope you understand that. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. God Almighty says one of the main purposes of civil government is to be a terror to evil works. Well, are we doing that in America? Well, what are we doing? About everything else. Right? Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Well, in America, do you get praise if you do the? Do you get praise from the government if you do good? For he is the minister of God to thee for good. That's talking about civil government officials. I'm reading it to you out of the Word of God. Don't be mad at me. Civil government is supposed to be a ministry of God to you for good.
Amen.
All right? Immediately in this world we live in, you got to say good by whose definition? God's definition. Incidentally, am I doing good if I give somebody absolutely everything and make a cripple out of them? One of the worst things I could do for my sons. And one of them's here today, one of the worst things I could do for him is give him absolutely everything and not make him ever learn how to do anything.
Amen.
Not train him to work, not train him to grow, not train him to save, not train him to think, not train him to be a good employee. One of the worst things I could do.
Amen.
I'd make a cripple out of him.
Amen.
He's a minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. Well, goodness gracious. I'm not going to be afraid of the government. I'm going to transgress so I can get put in prison and live free the rest of my life. And have air conditioning and my dental policy.
Amen.
You say, well, Brother Gary, okay, we understand. What can we do? Learn what I'm telling you about the true purpose, according to the Word of God, of civil government, and vote according thereto. I mean it now. The founding fathers built, designed, in my opinion, according to the providence of God, the greatest governmental system that has ever existed on this planet. And there's nothing, y'all listen, it's taken me a long time to realize this, there's really nothing wrong with the system. They established. They themselves knew that the system would only work so long as the populace was moral.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
They knew, the founding fathers wrote, that the system we have put in place will not work unless you've got a Christian populace.
Amen.
Therein lies the problem with America.
Yeah. Amen.
Not a Christian populace.
I didn't say there aren't any born again people here. I said there aren't enough Christians here.
Amen.
But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for they beareth not the sword in vain. What? What sword? You mean the government's got a sword?
Right.
Swords were for killing people.
Right.
What? It's a sign on earth. I'm reading to your word of God. This Bible has got Matthew 1:21 in it. Y'all hear me? This is the Bible. It's got Ephesians in it. Ephesians 1 and 4 is in the same Bible.
Amen.
Matthew 1:21 is in this Bible. Romans 8 is in this Bible. Isn't it great?
Amen.
Is it crazy? Look how great this is. God telling us what civil government is supposed to be like. Aren't you glad God did that? You know what? America has the party. And I know it took us a while to get in this mess. It's going to take a while to get that. I know that. All right. He beareth not the sword in vain. He is the minister, for he, the government official, is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Isn't that something? Right there in the Word of God. Same thing is said in Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13 through 17, which I am already out of time, so I'm not going to read it. You go read. Those of you that are taking notes, write that down. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 17 says exactly the same thing. He's an avenger, government official. I'm telling you right now, according to the Bible, one of the number one main functions of civil government is the punishment of evildoers. But look at our crazy system in America. Now, you know why I'm nervous? Why I was nervous? I'm not as bad nervous now. Ecclesiastes 8, the wise man Solomon said the following: because sentence against an evil worker is not executed speedily. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. And let me hasten to say that applies not only in the realm of government. And by the way, I'm not a constitutional scholar either. I forget who was said something about being a constitutional scholar. I'm not a constitutional scholar at all. I've never had a political science course in my life. That in the end of that story, I'm never going to have one. I'm sorry. I want to get my politics out of this book. I'm serious as I know how to be. And until we as a nation get our politics out of this book, we're going to continue down the way we're going. That's all there is to it. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, and that applies not only in the realm of government, it also applies in the home, parents,
yeah,
and fathers especially. Sentence against an evil work better be executed speedily in the home. Right now. And by the way, it should also be executed speedily in the public school system.
Amen.
Instead of having 14 layers of bureaucracy the teacher's got to go through. It's a bunch of baloney. Don't ask me how I know. I know. Listen, and let me tell you something else that's really irritating to me since I'm on this rampage and I'm already late. I am a conservative, as you can tell. But you know what aggravates me about that? The people that don't like conservatives say, well, you conservatives just don't ever want to change nothing. You just don't ever want to change nothing. I ask you how much change I am calling for tonight. I'm talking about radical change that would make Ted Kennedy choke to death.
Amen.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to educate you.
Amen.
All right, so what are we talking about? Are we talking about gigantic government? Are we talking about a little video? What say you? What say you? Because sentence against an evil work cannot execute speedily, therefore the hearts of the sons of men fully set in them to do evil. That's why we're in the shape we're in America.
Amen.
I'm telling you right now, the civil government in our country is not doing what it's supposed to do according to the Word of God.
Right.
It's doing everything except what it's supposed to do.
Right.
Everything except what it's supposed to do. And think how simple it'd be. Okay, now my time is up.
And I want to end with some things. I want you to think seriously about what I'm fixing to tell you. And I want to say also how much I appreciate your endurance. I know this is not... I wish this was salvation by grace. And we've heard some good salvation by grace today. But it falls a lot on the man of God sometimes to say the unpleasant thing. In essence, I'm telling you that the civil government is supposed to do control of evil, and other than that, only the things that the populace cannot do for themselves. Building interstate highways and the national defense. Here's how the founding fathers said it. Are you listening? We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Does that sound in harmony with what I've just read to you from the Word of God? Establish justice. Ensure domestic tranquility. Peace at home. All right, let me read to you. I got to read to you one on that, okay? Y'all bear with me, okay? Bear with me. It's Timothy, I think. Hang on a minute here. Yeah, 1 Timothy 2. Hang on. Oh, it's in here, I promise. Right up for thank you, Brother Harold. Brother Harold's so kind, isn't he? He's so kind. Hey, I appreciate any help. Even bad help. Okay. I'll suffer for 600 miles for that comment. I will. All right, 1 Timothy, listen to this. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and by the way, this is what we're supposed to be doing for our politicians.
That's right.
First of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, ensure domestic tranquility.
Right.
That is saying the one of the purposes of civil government is to ensure domestic tranquility.
Amen.
The founding fathers got it right.
Amen.
Provide for the common defense. 9/11. That absolutely does not mean that we are supposed to be the policemen of the entire globe. But we are supposed to have the government, one of the purposes of government is to have a defense strong enough to keep this nation safe. I'm reading it to you from the Word of God, and this is the preamble to the Constitution, in case you're wondering. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. Why would they say blessings? Of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, we do establish this Constitution. And let me quote you one other one. The right to life. Here are some of the inalienable rights, by the way, that are given to you by your Creator, not by your government. And they are given to you by your Creator, and it's the purpose of government to ensure that those rights are not, that your rights to these things are not infringed upon. The right to life, unless you're an unborn baby in the womb of your mother. We'll say you have the right to life. Right? The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That absolutely does not say the government is going to guarantee you happiness, but the pursuit thereof. And if you're too lazy and sorry to pursue it, sorry. Be miserable. I know. I ain't talking to y'all. He that will not work, neither should he eat.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
Okay, let me close. The government should build the highways. The government should protect us from invasions. I'm going to tell you right now, if something doesn't change, I fully expect in my lifetime to see this country invaded by heathen hordes. I expect it to happen. It may well happen in my lifetime if God doesn't grant us repentance, if we don't turn.
That's right.
Please bear with me for just a few more minutes. I know this is hard to take. You ought to try saying it. The purpose of the civil government, according to the Word of God, is not to guarantee you a retirement.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
You're supposed to take care of that yourself.
Right.
I'm sorry. It is not to make sure everyone is above an arbitrary level of poverty, Lyndon Baines Johnson. Remember him?
Amen.
His war on poverty, well, he lost it.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said you're going to have the poor with you always. I guess LBJ didn't know that. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm going to tell you right now, if what I'm preaching to you tonight were adhered to in this country, we would be so free you cannot imagine.
Amen.
We would be so free. It is not the purpose of the civil government to guarantee you a health care benefit.
That's right. Amen.
It's utter madness.
Amen.
Nor to guarantee you a prescription drug plan.
Amen.
That's not what civil government is supposed to do. I just read it to you from the Word of God. Didn't I?
Yeah.
Amen.
Go read over there in Timothy, or in Corinthians, about the chapter where the widows indeed are supposed to be taken care of by their sons and their nephews and so forth and so on. That'll say a lot about our country. Now, I don't know where the ball got dropped. I just know the ball got dropped.
Amen.
On that. And by the way, also read in the Bible where it says the parents are supposed to lay up for the sons, not vice versa.
Right. Amen.
The parents are supposed to lay up for their sons. Y'all hear me?
Amen.
Wouldn't that take care of some stuff around here? It is not the purpose of the civil government to guarantee you a living. I'm just telling you. I know you don't want to hear this. But I'm going to tell you right now, we got to wake up on some of this.
Amen.
And drop all this, and I realize it's going to be next to impossible. Ronald Reagan once said, the nearest thing to eternal life you'll ever see on this planet is a government program.
Amen.
I'm serious. Why do we still have boys in Korea? What is up with that?
I know, Brother Gus. Thank you for that help. Y'all listen to me very carefully. Please don't be offended.
It is really not the purpose of the civil government to guarantee your children an education. In fact, really, they can't and don't. Now listen to me carefully, because I know y'all think that he had done gone off the deep end. I am absolutely not advocating that everybody's supposed to homeschool. Don't think that. I will say this. When it comes to education in America, there are no easy answers. But I'm also going to say this to you. Listen here. Even if you don't homeschool your kids, you send them to public school, their education is still your responsibility as their parents. It is not the responsibility of the school, and God has given you that authority.
Amen.
It is not the responsibility of the civil government to educate your children. It's your responsibility, parents. And I'm sorry, child raising children is a 25-year commitment to hard labor. It is. But it is also one of the highest privileges under heaven.
Yes.
I tell you, I wouldn't trade my sons. John 17, Seth 14. And I dread the day they leave my home. I don't understand parents that want to run their kids out. I don't get it. I want to stay home.
Amen.
Not forever, though. But I will tell you what I think. I don't care. In fact, I kind of want them to stay in my home till the night before their wedding day.
Amen.
I'm perfectly happy for my boys to live in my house till the day before they get married to their wives.
Amen.
I'm happy for that. And then they can live with their wives. That suits me just fine. Okay, now I got that cleared away. I like to mess up there.
few more things. I know it's late. Maybe if you think this is worth hearing, you'll get the CD and listen to it again. I can't believe I just said that. I wouldn't walk across the street to hear myself preach. I just wouldn't do it. It is really not the responsibility of the civil government to educate your children. I want you to clearly understand that. Your parents understand that. Even you parents that choose to send your kids to public school, and that's fine. John and Seth are going to public school next year. Okay? It is your responsibility to see to the education of your children.
Amen.
It is not the purpose of the government to guarantee a robust economy. That's the craziest thing I ever heard.
Amen.
That's the craziest thing I ever heard. The government is going to guarantee. Look, okay, we got all this stuff to fix the economy. Give me a break.
Amen.
The way to fix a free market economy is laying it on law.
Amen.
Mercy sakes. I know. It is not the purpose of the civil government to guarantee you a bailout. It's not the purpose of the civil government to guarantee you some kind of bailout or disaster relief. Who ever heard of such a thing? Where was that in the Word of God? I just pretty much read it to you in the Word of God. It offends me. Now, they'll fix Katrina victims in New Orleans. They'll fix New Orleans. But what happens if a tornado blows my house down? Where's my bailout? I'm really not asking for one. I'm just saying it's ridiculous.
Amen.
Okay, that's what you're supposed to get insurance for. Anyway, I know that's offensive. I know it is. I'm telling you, the whole system's messed up, and we got to learn to vote right so we can fix it over a period of 50 years. I'm serious. I mean it with all my heart. Got to start somewhere. Okay. It is not the purpose of the civil government to guarantee you never get offended. It just isn't. And it is not the purpose of the civil government to guarantee the preservation of the endangered speckled gecko and his habitat. Who ever heard of such a thing? I appreciate your really good attention. God bless you.